Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Adret, Azilet, Usia, Blucia, Met Catalan, Bahet Cabel, Eshtami Tukada Mizbea Lotikbi. God bless all my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to another session of Saturday Spirit Readings. This is the only place where you can receive them and get them free. Gratis, pas de prix, as a benefit from Almighty God, blessed be His name, and Him personally. Never have one? Maybe you've never even heard of it. Well, here it is. See what folks were clamoring about in the last century and even today. These readings are powerful, so be prepared. Now the spirit is ready, the cards are ready, Papa Say is ready. Now, are you ready? Oh, how are you tonight? How is everybody tonight? This is a spirit reading, which is a reading about the spirits around you and in your life. Yes, sir. How are you today? I hope you're doing well. I sure do. I hope you are doing well. Well, some of you, first of all, have to notice there are spirits around you every day. There are spirits around you every day and in every way. Now, well, you say, well, Papa, I don't see him. I don't know. No, of course you don't see him. Of course you don't. First of all, because they're spirits. They are working or operating in another plane of, well, I hate to say, another plane of living, another plane of being a certain life. Those people who are spirits, They can know you. They can come to you. You can see them, but you can't see them. You can't see them. But they're there. They are part of your life, and they work in and through your life. They work in and through your life. They are a part of you. Now, you might not believe that, but they are a part of you. They are a part of you. Now, the first thing people have to know is that those spirits are very active. Those spirits are very concerned about what you're doing. They are very concerned about what you're doing. Now, where do they live? Those spirits live all over. They live upon you. They're around you, above you, below you. They're all around you. So you see, when we say a spirit reading, the only thing that we're doing is just bringing the spirits forward. We're bringing the spirits so that the spirits can make their wishes known. They can do certain things which you can't do and I can't do. And we can do things which they can't do. Now, this is the spirit life. The spirit life. Well, I tell you, I'll shut my mouth up. I have some news to tell you. But first, hear this.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055 9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN. Extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say.
Hey, how would you like to win $100? Would you like to win $100 cash? $100 cash money. Well, you can. Just go to my Facebook and click on lead pages or email, email startup. That's all. Just click it on. Those two things will tell you about it. Now, this giveaway, this $100 giveaway, will only have one winner. And he or she will be a person who has listened to this broadcast. Now, that one winner can receive this amount of money, $100 cash. $100 cash. Think about what you could do with that $100. You could do a lot of things. You could do a whole lot of things. That is good money, $100 cash. Now, If you want it and you are interested in it, go to my Facebook. Go to my Facebook and click on lead pages or email sign up. One or the other. Email sign up or lead pages and you receive the information. Now, I ask for your name, your email address, and your phone number. Why do we need the phone number? So that we can contact you. So that we can contact you. Now, you can go ahead and you can just say, well, I don't know. I don't want to do it. Well, you go ahead and you don't do it. You don't do it and you won't win it. It's just that simple. You won't win it. That's $100 cash. Now, this money giveaway is free. Yes, it's free. There's no taxes. There's nothing on it. You don't even have to do anything for this. You don't have to answer any funny questions or come any kind of way. All you got to do is just sign up for this. Sign up for it and take it. Now, will you please go ahead and do that? Now, that's the money giveaway. The money giveaway. Now, you can look on Facebook and find it there. And remember this. There's only one spiritual advisor and only one Papa Say. Okay. Everyone, we have spirit readings tonight. Spirit readings, and we would like you to receive one. Now we're going to start with one person right now. Area code 970, this is Papa Say. Would you like a spirit reading?
Yes, I would. Thank you.
Okay. The first card is the Nine of Hearts. The second card is the Seven of Cards. The third card is the Six of Diamonds. The Nine of Hearts. Oh, let me look at this. Is the ship. It's the ship. And it's a symbol of riches. It's a symbol that you will gain some money. And it indicates wealth by inheritance or trade. Now, on the other end, way on the other end, the Six of Diamonds is the lion. It presages a sudden shock from bad news. And the third card, the second one, in fact, the Seven of Hearts is what? It is a residence, a change of residence for the better. A change of residence for the better. Now, when I put these three together, this is what I get. You will be receiving some money, riches. Now, this riches come either by inheritance or by trade. Either by inheritance or by trade. You can also be taking a voyage. Now, you will have a sudden shock. A sudden shock, and this sudden shock will be from bad news. Now, the thing about it is that this sudden shock will be a certain type of one where it will, it'll just do you in, but this sudden shock is something which you have to go through. You have to go through. You have to go through, and you will have a change of residence. The change of residence for the better. Now, it might be because of the money. But you will have a change of residence for the better. Now, that is the way the cards come down for you. And it looks good, too. It looks real good. Now, are there any questions?
Well, I certainly understand the first and the third card because I'm planning a move. I am planning a sale of a property. that I inherited, and I'm going to buy a home with that money. So that makes perfect sense. And I'm wondering about the shock. What that is about?
I can't tell you. I don't know either. All I know is it will be a sudden shock from bad news. It'll be a sudden shock, but it should be a good one. It should be one that, how could I say, one that isn't that bad. That isn't that bad, but you will have a shock. You will have a sudden shock from bad news. You will have a sudden. Now, all I can say is just read Psalm number 86. That's it, Psalm 86, and that'll take care of some of it.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye. Well. We see certain people. Some person has this. Okay. Area code 313.
Hey, Papa Say.
A weird message?
Yeah.
Okay. The first card is the Three of Clubs. The second card is the Eight of Clubs. And the third card is the Eight of Hearts. Well, now, let's see. Well, the Three of Clubs is the tree. Eight of Clubs, or rather I should say, I should take it on the other end, the Eight of Dot of Spades. Now, the Eight of Hearts is the cat, which is flattery. You know, somebody's flattering you. He'll tell you something good. But the Eight of Clubs is the snake. Now, they say that the snake indicates enmity and calamity, but I'm a better person than that. The snake indicates really some wisdom, or hard to get. Now, as I take all three together, this is what I get. First of all, the snake is right near the tree, which is something that is found in the Bible. The snake is not in the tree. He's not in the tree for anything bad, but for something good. He is to kill, first of all, the gossips, the bad for people. Now, the tree means good health. It is a tree of life. It is good health all around you. But the cat, he does flattery. He is just saying that a certain person who can or cannot like you is saying all of the things which will bring flattery to you. But the snake and the tree means goodness. It is a good sign. It is one which foretells of intelligence, of a lot of it. So with you, you will have really a lot of good luck, and you'll be smart too. You won't listen to the flattery that people got for you, but you'll be out listening for the good things which are in life. Okay,
Papa Say.
God bless you.
God bless you too.
All right. Well. Here's another person. Area code 903. This is Papa Say. Would you like a spirit message?
Yes, Papa, I'd like a spirit message.
Okay. Ooh. The first card is the Red Joker. The second card is, the Big Joker. And the third card is the Five of Hearts. Well, now, this is a good, good sign, because the extra joker is all hardship is below you. You'll have no hardship. And this is the same thing with the big joker. Now, the Five of Hearts is the moon, which is a good omen. It predicts fortune. So, all of this together says what? It says that you will have an extremely good fortune, extremely good in the future. Now, the thing about it is that you will have good fortune from the sun and from the moon. In other words, you will have good fortune any way you go, any way around it. You will have, everything will be right. Now, the moon by itself says nighttime. But, you know, but that red joker says daytime. And the big joker says, well, big stuff, period. Big stuff, period. So you will have a good life. You will have a life of no trouble, no problems, nothing. Nothing. You will have all the things which you are looking for, and some things which you aren't looking for, such as money and certain people. It'll be there for you. Now, this is yours. All of it's yours. So God bless you.
God bless you, Papa.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's a particularly good card. That's a good one. Okay. Area code 832. This is Papa Say. Would you like a reading?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the first card is the Ten of Clubs. And the second card is the Ace of Clubs. And the third card is, the Eight of Spades. Now, the Ten of Clubs represents the Tower. And the Towers are a good place to be. They keep you out of danger and they protect you. Now, on the other end, the Eight of Clubs, the Eight of Diamonds is the mountains, which indicates, you know, a good place, they say that it can mean the presence of a mighty enemy, but more than that, it means you going up and taking a certain place that you're supposed to have. And then you have the Ace of Clubs, which signifies the crossroads. Now, when I take these three together, this is what I get. You are at a crossroads of life. You have protection on one end, and you have accomplishments on the other. This crossroads is a good place. It's the place where a decision is made, a decision for good and a position, a decision for bad. Now, the Towers, meaning protection, will keep you out of any trouble. And the mountains mean that you will have a great accomplishment, a great success. Now, with this, the crossroads mean that you will go the right way. You will go the right way. You are going toward the sun. You are going the right way. And all in all, you have nothing to worry about. You will be protected, plus you'll have a great accomplishment. So what more can you ask for? What more can you ask for? You will be blessed. It'll be good for you. Now, read Psalm 53. Psalm number 53. That will keep you. It will protect you. Psalm 53. Okay?
Said thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Well. So many people. Okay. Here's another one. Area code 252. Would you like a spirit message?
Yes, whatever you have.
You would?
Whatever messages you have.
Oh, come on now. You want a spirit message?
Ask about me getting a lump sum of money so I can
move. Okay. The first card is the Ten of Hearts. The second card is the Jack of Spades. And the third card is the Deuce of Spades. Well, now, the Jack of I'll start with the Ten. With the Ten of Hearts, that is the bouquet. And it means a long and a happy life. A long and happy life. And extraordinary honors of fame, are coming your way. Extraordinary honors of fame. But now, on the other hand, the Deuce of Spades is the Star. Now, it ensures success. In all your enterprise and all you try to do, you will have success. You will not have any failing. But in the middle is the Shepherd. The Jack of Spades is the Shepherd, which indicates an intense love of life, an intense love of life, and a strong fellow. Now, when I take all three of these and put them together, this is what I get. You have an intense feeling. Now, that Jack of Spades represents an ancestor who's watching you, who's in a way prodding you along. And you will have extraordinary honors. You will have it. It will be yours. You cannot miss it. The extraordinary honors will be yours. And to top it all off, you will have success in all enterprises. Now, with that, I have to tell you that you will get your money. You will be able to move. You will have it all. All you have to do is just be looking for it. Now, this is what you do. Read Psalm number 14. Psalm 14. That will bring you in. That will bring you in. First of all, your ancestor is right there. He's right there with you now. Your ancestor now. And this person is a faithful person. This person is someone who's trying to help you. He ain't nobody trying to hurt you. This one is somebody trying to help you. And he will bring all of this to pass. Now, what you have to do is just stay on Psalm number 14, okay? Just read Psalm 14. That is the best thing for you, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. God bless you.
Okay. God bless you. Thank you for the reading. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, here's another one. Okay. Here's a good one. Okay, 573, this is Papa Say. Are you ready for a reading?
Yes, sir, Papa. I would love to have a reading. Thank you.
Oh. The first card is the Two of Hearts. The second card is the Queen of Hearts. Oh, excuse me. And the third card is the Four of Diamonds. Now, the first card, the Two of Hearts, is the Gentleman. And who does that mean? That's about you.
Okay.
Now, the Four of Diamonds on the other end is the Dog. And he represents true friends. You know, these are friends that really try to help you.
Right.
That are really something else. Now, the Queen of Hearts represents the ring. The ring. Now, it's to the right of you, so you have a rich and a happy life ahead of you. A rich and happy life. Now, when I put these three together, this is what I get. This is what I get. You have a personal friend, a good friend, who's trying to help you any way he can. Any way he can. This friend has a certain amount of things for you, a certain amount of happiness, a certain amount of joy, but he has some news to tell you, too, something about moving, something about going. Now, that ring is just what it is. It's a ring. With a ring, a person can, you know, wear it to symbolize his love or whatever, but the ring also is also a sign of, how can I say it, of becoming something. It's also a sign that you will have a rich and a happy life. It's a sign of that. But the ring does mean something good. Now, all this together is saying that you are a person who will receive something good from God. Now, I want you to read Psalm number 23. Psalm number 23. And just lay on it. Just lay on it. Psalm 23. But your friends will help you. You have a friend that will help you. He will help you straight. You know. And all you got to do is just lay on Psalm number 23, okay?
Yes, sir. Who's around me? Ancestor.
Your father.
Okay.
Your father and your mother. Well, your mother is, but your father is. Your father is more around you now.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Thank you, sir, and God bless you.
Okay. God bless you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Here we go again. Well, these readings are going good. Going real good. Now, here's somebody. Area code 313. This is Papa Say. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm all right, Papa. How are you doing tonight?
All right. Would you like a reading?
Yes, I sure would.
Okay. The first card is the Ten of Diamonds. The second card is the Four of Hearts. And the third card is the Three of Hearts. Well. Look at here. The Ten of Diamonds is the sickle. The sickle, and it represents really just karma, just certain things you have done, you are receiving. Now, the Three of Hearts is the sun. It signifies happiness and popularity. Now, the four hearts in the middle is the fish, which symbolizes riches through stocks. Riches through stocks. Now, when I put all three of these together, this is what I get. Your karma has been fulfilled. You will have happiness and popularity because you will have riches. Now, those riches come through stocks. I don't know if you have any stocks and bonds. I don't know. But it will come that way. It will come from you receiving something. It will come through you receiving something. So the only thing you have to do is as it says, go on and let the Lord use you. Go on and let him use you. Now, the thing about it is the sun and the fish are both hearts. They are both hearts. So you should have it. It should come to you this month. No. When I say this month, I mean between now and this time. It is something which will dawn upon you the spring of the year. The spring of the year. Now, that's all. That's all you have to worry about. Now, if I were you, I would read the 34th Psalm, Psalm 34, and I would hold to it. I'd hold to it. Psalm 34. Now, that should do it. That should make it with you. But you have the sun and the fish. Now, those things are very good. Those things are very good because your day is looking brighter. Your day is looking brighter and you are receiving money. Now, that's all. God bless you.
God bless you too, Papa.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well. So many things have happened on. So many are going on. Well, let's hold on, because some more things are happening.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything, from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Hey, would you like to win $100? Now, I'm not playing. $100 cash. You can receive that. All you got to do is just go to Facebook, my Facebook, and click on lead pages or email sign up. Lead pages or email sign up. Now, what will happen? Those particular places will take that your information and it'll ask for your name, your email address, and your phone number. Now, we need the phone number to catch you if you want, we need the phone number. Now, you just fill it out, and that's it. That's it. You don't have to do no games. You don't have to worry about answering no questions or nothing. This is a $100 giveaway. It's a money giveaway. Now, you just go there and do it. Now, we got to hurry up. You got to hurry up because it will be over soon. It'll be over soon. Now, the thing about it is that some people are so worried about it that they don't even pay attention to it. They are so worried what cannot happen that nothing can or will happen. So go to the $100 money giveaway. It's free. I'm telling you, it's free. And it's for you. Not only one person can win, and it might as well be you. Okay? Now, and remember, there's only one real hoodoo, and only one Papa Say. Okay. There's so much here. There's so much. Now, all of you have come in and have done this, and it's been good. It has been good. Now, with this doing, with the reading, certain things have happened. Certain people are now in a move. First of all, I recognized that I was giving out Psalms. I kept giving out Psalms to everybody. Excuse me. Everybody received the Psalm. Everybody received the Psalm. And this was good. Because what? The Psalms are the only place. They are the only place in the Bible where we have what some folks consider as being. Yeah, some folks consider it as, it's not that, but they consider it as being a type of magical incantation. Only the Psalms are meant to wake you up or to do certain things. Now, as I gave you each psalm, the psalms I gave you, those psalms came at will. They came as just like I'm laying, just like I'm here now. Those psalms came up. You know, now, the thing about it is those psalms were for you. So you take them and you use it. You use it exactly for what it's worth. You use it. It is meant to be a help toward you. It is meant to provide for you. It is meant to bring up certain things for you. Now you go on. You go on and use the Psalms. Use those Psalms. Because they are good. They are good. Now, for you, for each and every one of you, you have my most sincere blessings. You have my blessing. My blessings which will take you out of whatever you're in. Take you out of whatever you're going through. Take you out of anything that is not right for you. My blessings will do it. Now, just tell you something about it. Even though you might have certain things that are wrong with you or certain things you don't know about, even though you don't, God knows. He knows what's wrong with you. And he tells me. He tells me what to do and what to give you. So now, that is why all of you have received his goodness this evening. You have received his goodness. Every single one of you. Every one of you. Yes, that's right. Now, all I can say is this. Hold on. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Because there's nothing else that is more powerful than that. There's nothing else more powerful than God's unchanging hand. And it will bring you to a point of, how can we say, a point of happiness. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Now, some of you have worries. Have things which you don't want to, you know, you don't want to deal with. But God will bring you out. He'll bring you out, as they say, by a mighty long way. He will bring you out. So don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it. Because the Psalm will take care of it. The Psalm will take care of it. Now, all of you, just remember, there is only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say. Now, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, no, oh boy, tomorrow afternoon, I'm sorry, tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, we'll have some more spirit readings. So if you want to, you can come, bring your loved one, bring your friend, whoever you want, bring them with you. Because these spirit readings are good. They are good for you. Now, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say. God bless you. God keep you. And may he shine his light upon you. May he give you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in and even forevermore. And good night.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michel LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.